Houston's Eagle, Dean and Rod Show. It's 7:09, the easiest $500 you ever win. We just asked for the 12th caller a moment ago. Hi, Eagle. Who's this?
Scott Higginbotham in Webster.
Scott from Webster. How are you today?
Good. Am I over here?
Scott?
Yes?
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Congratulations. You've won $500.
Awesome. Awesome. It's great.
Nice job. What are you going to do with it?
I'll probably give it to my mother. She needs it.
Oh, how cool is that?
That's nice, yeah.
Very good.
All right, you hold the line, Scott. We're going to hook you up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I would have given $250 to my mother.
So generous. Congratulations to Scott. More chances to win throughout the day today. Next shot with Jennifer Tyler at 11 a.m. for the easiest $500 you'll ever win on Houston's Eagle.
Let's do the birthday scam.
All right, this one's a classic. It gets a little creepy. We're going to call Jane. Her brother-in-law, Paul, told us about how she's in a bowling league and loves to bowl. Rod, you'll play the creepy guy who works at the bowling alley, calling her because you want to hook up.
Hello?
Hello, Jean?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Jeff. I work at Bowling Lanes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember me, but I saw you bowling there a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I was just watching. I've been thinking about you ever since I saw you there and wanted to see if maybe we could get together sometime.
Get my home phone number.
Well, I just looked it up in the league files because you're in a league there, so I just got it out of the office files.
Well, I have to, I don't even know what to say. This has never happened.
Well, I mean, this isn't, no major commitment. I saw you bowling there, and, as a matter of fact, I could give you some bowling tips. I'm a pretty good bowler myself. I could help you add 10 pins to your game just like that. What's your average?
170-something.
Wow. Yeah, I thought you were pretty good. I could see your form. I could get you up near 200 in no time.
Well, we'll see.
I'll tell you what. I could also make sure that your team always won in the bowling league.
Oh, no. We're good enough on our own. We don't need help. We don't need anything to be fixed.
So when are you going to come back in again?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'll be in, and we'll see what happens from there.
You know, you are the best-looking thing I've ever seen in bowling shoes.
In bowling shoes? Holy shit.
Really?
We'll see. Well, we'll see what happens. I should be in soon.
What kind of grip do you use on your bowling ball?
What do you mean?
Do you use a fingertip grip or?
I don't have anything in there.
I'd like to use a fingertip grip on you.
Oh, well, that's really great. That's like,
We're trying to start a nude strip bowling league. Would you be interested in that?
No.
It's like when the, who's ever losing, it's kind of like strip poker, but with bowling.
Yeah, I can't.
Whoever gets the fewest pins down when they roll, they have to take an item off.
Well, that would be good.
Would you be interested in that?
No, I wouldn't be interested in that.
Could I come over and see you right now?
No. Why, do you know where I live, too?
Well, no, but I would just, ask you.
No.
Could I just give you a ride to work or something this morning? I just come on by?
No. I can drive myself to work, thank you.
I'm getting the idea that you're trying to brush me off.
I just, one, am a little amazed. Two, it's very early. And three, I don't know if I like the idea that someone can look at my file and get my number without my permission, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, I didn't mean
to. Because I don't know you. I don't know if you're some psychopath. And now you have my number, you can know where I live.
What are you wearing right now?
What? I gotta go.
All right,
man.
Okay, I'll tell you what. All right.
And I suggest you don't call back anymore.
All right, I'll tell you what. So, just to give a little credibility, because you don't know me, I understand what you're thinking. Maybe you could go through a couple of friends of mine and they could tell you about me. You could call my friends Dean and Roger.
Get the hell out of here! Get the hell out of here! Holy sh!
Hey.
Who did this? Did my brother-in-law do this to me?
Who is Paul?
Oh my God, I'm gonna freaking kill him.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.